This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Late summer and early fall are the season of composites, or probably better to say the flowering season of plants in the Asteraceae, the aster family. And there are many flowering comps before fall, of course, but a personal observation, my own observation, of plants in that family blooming as I speak. Oh my gosh, there's so many of them, I'm just shouting, holy cow, holy cow, on the land where the mosquitoes live near the banks. Oh, hello, it has been a great summer of the little plant, the little biennial, I would call it, Hymenothrix wislizeni. Yellow clusters of flowers atop tall stems, and they cover the land all around us. And a butterfly called the bordered patch visited those yellow clusters by the hundreds. I know as hundreds, if not thousands, because I would chase them across the land trying to photograph a bordered patch with its wings open atop the flowers of Hymenothrix. I think the common name is Transpacos thimblehead or something. That's cute. Oh, the thimblehead. Anyway, the Hymenothrix, it's slowing down in bloom, but no problem. Burrowweed is blooming away. Time for the annual Burrowweed Festival, a small festival, very small festival, held at our home. Yeah. Okay, it's just me. A couple bottles of beer and some burrowweeds. Yay, Burrowweed Festival. And here comes snakeweed, golden yellow flower clusters atop small, bright green shrub. A few more beers and yay, I'm talking snakeweed festival. And what about up on those dry, rocky slopes? Those dry, rocky slopes, I'm talking turpentine bush, Erica mariella erbicifolia. All of a sudden, those dull slopes, dull as in green. I mean, I'm sick of green. Green is so, like last week, I'm sick of people saying, oh, it looks like Ireland. It looks so much like Ireland. I'm sick of green. Give me the bright yellow flowers of turpentine bush to liven up the party. I'm thinking we might need to have a turpentine bush festival. All up and down the banks, the Ojolote rubber rabbit brush is blooming yellow atop 3 to 4 foot, 5 foot tall stems. Oh my! The former Chrysothamnus nauseosus is now Erica maria nauseosus, but still amazing bright yellow blooms. A rubber rabbit brush festival would be fun, don't you think? That's for sure. But rubber rabbit brush foliage can be quite stinky. Stinky as in dog poop stinky. So a funny festival where everyone is checking the bottom of their shoes. Bring beer, okay? But enough yellow schmellow. I was in the Dragoon Mountains poking around, and white flowering Asteraceae abounded. Those rocky limestone slopes were covered in white flowering plants. The slopes white with blooming mariola, parthenium, desert zinnia, zinnia acerosa, not to be confused with its yellow flowering cousin, grandiflora. Desert zinnia can get pretty big and woody, like a foot tall. White flowers. What else did I see on those slopes? Okay, staying with my Asteraceae theme, I saw a whole bunch of Blackfoot daisies. Oh yeah, Melampodium lucanthum. What an amazing little native plant. Blackfoot Daisy Festival, a Blackfoot Daisy Festival. Oh yeah, that's totally a good idea. White daisy petals, yellow disc. I mean, even Arizona Flora says, quote, a showy and attractive plant. But Kernian peoples forget to mention the amazing sweet fragrance that comes from these flowers up on a limestone slope. The genus Melampodium means Blackfoot, and other than that, I don't know what the heck it's referring to. It means nothing. Lucanthum means white flower, and don't forget the little yellow disc. Blackfoot daisies, you know, are found from Kansas to Texas, New Mexico, and southern Arizona, and it doesn't even know about a border. It doesn't know about a border wall, so it goes into Chihuahua. Kernian peoples does say dry, rocky slopes, often on limestone. Oh, yeah, the Blackfoot Daisy Festival coming to a dry, rocky slope near you. Come prepared. Bring beer to be to be rambunctious and shout at the top of your lungs. Just go ahead and shout it. The desert is beautiful, Petey. Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.